Narratives of neutralization and the market for antiquities. In the 1950s, criminologists Gresham Sykes and David Matza noticed a pattern among the juvenile delinquents that they were studying. The youths often went to considerable lengths to justify their illegal behavior in ways that allowed them to avoid guilt. Sykes and Matza called these justifications techniques of neutralization, because by employing them, wrongdoers were able to mentally clean or neutralize their crimes and convince themselves that they weren't really criminals. As time went on, criminologists further refined their understanding of these techniques of neutralization. If one of the primary goals of criminology is to understand why people commit crimes, these internal methods by which criminals justify their own actions are very important. By gaining a better understanding of how criminals avoid feelings of guilt, essentially how they live with themselves after committing a crime, we can develop better, more effective ways to counteract such techniques of neutralization, and perhaps convince people not to commit crimes. Think of it this way. If we know that antiquities collectors buy looted and traffic antiquities because they're able to convince themselves that their actions are justified, we can work to change their minds. Sykes and Matza recorded 5 techniques of neutralization of criminal behavior. Number 1, denial of responsibility. The criminal argues that they were a victim of circumstance and had no other choice but to commit the crime, or that the crime was just not their fault. So, my friends made me throw a rock through Bob's window. Number 2, denial of injury. The criminal argues that their actions didn't harm anyone. So, sure, I threw eggs at Bob's car, but it was all in good fun. It didn't hurt anyone. So, 3, denial of the victim. The criminal argues that the victim deserved to have the crime committed against them. So, I punched Bob in the face, but he had it coming to him. Number 4, condemnation of the condemners. And this, the criminal argues that it's unfair for them to be blamed for the crime, and that they're being prosecuted or punished out of spite. So, I was arrested for punching Bob because his cousin is a police officer. And 5, appeal to higher loyalties. And in this, the criminal argues that their actions, although illegal, were justified, or even positive, for the greater good. So, I stole Bob's car because I needed to take my granny to a doctor's appointment. Professor Simon McKenzie, one of the instructors on this course, has conducted extensive interviews with antiquities dealers and buyers. He found that their excuses for engaging in what is very likely a criminal market for illicit antiquities fit into the same pattern outlined by Sykes and Matza in the 1950s. Indeed, he found that it was important, even vital to the collectors and dealers, most of whom were wealthy and respected members of society, that they not be considered criminals. They went to great lengths to justify their actions, and employed extensive techniques.